We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting the new Perek, Perek Haroya. Perek Haroya deals with different brachas of Shvach V'Hidah. We learned in Perek Heitz Mavarchim, Berachas Hananen, that's before you eat food. This Perek is talking about different brachas that are thanks to Hashem or praise to Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, Haroya Mokoim Shenasu by Nisim Li Yisrael. You see a spot where Nisim were done to Klal Yisrael, and we'll see later on in the Amud, the bottom of the Amud, different examples of places where there was Nisim done to Klal Yisrael, for example, Kriyas Yamsuf. So you see that place, Oimer Baruch Sha'asa Nisim La'Vesenu Makam Azeh. You make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'Vesenu Makam Azeh. Tosis speaks out that you say Hashem Malchus, you say Baruch Ato Hashem Elikeinu Melech Ha'ilam, Sha'asa Nisim La'Vesenu Makam Azeh. That's the bracha you make. If you pass the spot where Avodah Zarah was Nekra from there, you make the bracha thanking Hashem for getting rid of the Avodah Zarah from Arzenu. So it sounds like we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, Arzenu, our land. Tosis is Mashvat Dafka Eretz Yisrael, and maybe even you have to eradicate all the Avodah Zarah from Eretz Yisrael in order to make this bracha. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. Al Hazikin, all these things the Gemara will explain, but we'll try to explain it, just to have Pashup Shat. Al Hazikim on shooting stars, Val HaZavos, which is earthquakes, Val HaRa'amim, which is thunder, Val HaRuchos, it's like hurricane forest winds, Val HaBrakim is on lightning, Ama Baruch Shekoicho Gvurasa Imali Oilam. Make the bracha of Koicho Gvurasa Imali Oilam. So Rashi explains why I say Mali Oilam, since it's not, you don't actually see it, you don't see it here, it's a little bit further away, or you hear it from further away, and therefore, you say the lashon mali olam, because you're not mamish at the place, you're not right next to the thunder's up there, or the lightning's up there, or the shooting star's up there, therefore you say, the lashon is, koichei gvurasa mali olam, fills the world. Ala harim, if you see huge mountains, v'ala gvoyis, cliffs, v'ala yamim, rivers, yam is like oceans, valadharis, big rivers, valmidboris, or vast desert. Amma baruch oisa bereshis. Or the lashon is maisa bereshis, or baruch oisa maisa bereshis. And but this is only, you'll see, from the next Tana, this is only if you see it leprakim, only see it once in a while. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, harayas hayam agadol, see the yam agadol, which is machlekes what the yam agadol is, either it's Atlantic Ocean or maybe Mediterranean Sea. If you see the Yam HaGadol, Omer Baruch She'osas Yam HaGadol. You make a bracha of Baruch She'osas Yam HaGadol. B'zman She'ra'u L'prakim. If you see it L'prakim, Tosfos explains, end of the Tosfos Devar Maskal HaRoya, that if you see it once every 30 days, you make this bracha. And that same thing goes for the Harim and Gvayis and Yamim also. It's only if you see it every day, you don't make a bracha every day. It just means if you see it once every 30 days, that's when you make a bracha. Alag Hashamim, Valvasuras Tavis. Now, what Hashamim means exactly, it could be it means that if it didn't rain for a while and it rained, all Valvasuras Tavis, Oimer Baruch Atav HaMeitim. Make the Baruch Atav HaMeitim. Valvasuras Royas on bad news, Oma Baruch Dayan Emes. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Bona Bayis Chadosh, Oma builds a new house, or Kana Kelim Chadosh, where he buys himself new furniture or new clothing. Oma Baruch Shechayonu Vikimonu Vigyonu Lazman Azeh. Makes the Baruch of Shechayonu. So this next line, the Mishnah, we'll have to see the Gemara to explain the examples, but the Pashut words Taich means you make a bracha al hara'a, even though it might, you make the bracha of Dain Emes, even though it might land up being good at the end, and on good, even though it might be bad at the end, you still make a bracha al ha'tayva of ha'tayva meitim. Another din about tefillah, tzoyek l'sha'avar. Someone who davens on something that happened already, raise a tefillah shav. That's not a good tefillah, it's a wasted tefillah, it's a tefillah levatala. And what's a case? Ketzad. Some have a gears to ketzad, and if you don't put the ketzad in, that's what it means. We'll give an example, two examples of tzayeg l'shavah. Hoyis ishtim beres. Isha is pregnant already. Va'oimei hirotzon shetel ishti zachar. And you daven that it should be a boy. Raise a tefillah shav. That's called a tefillah levatala. Why? Because it's already decided what it is. And we'll see, it's a big shot if you can daven for an ace. But Pashut would sound like from here, you cannot daven for an ace. And therefore, since naturally, b'derech ha'teva, it's already created the child, there's no way you could daven into zacha. You're walking in the road and you hear from the city coming out screams. You're davening, shouldn't be from my house. Again, because it's already happening and it's too late. If it's in your house, it's not going to help davening. Hanichnes lekrach. You're going into a city. So Rashi explains, you're on the way and you're going through a city. You're going through going through Harlem. So when you go through the city, so you daven on the way in and you daven on the way out. Nichnes lekrach mespar shtayim echas beknisah. So you one on the way in, you daven to Hashem that you should go in b'shalom, and when you're leaving, you daven to Hashem you should come out b'shalom. Achas beknisah soy v'achas beyitziyah soy. You daven should go in without getting hurt, and you should go out without anything bad happening to you. Benazim arba'o. There's four tefillahs, because there's two tefillahs on the way in and two tefillahs on the way out. Shtayim b'knisah soy v'shtayim b'yitziyah soy. How does that work? Noisin hadar sh'avah v'tzarek l'asah. We walk in, you daven, you say, Hashem, you took care of me till now, please take care of me in the future also. And going out, same thing. You say, Hashem, you took care of me till now, please take care of me now as well, in the future as well. And that's the four tefillahs, and the Gemara will explain the lashon of tefillahs when the Gemara talks about this part of the Mishnah. A person to make a bracha on bad things, just like it makes on good things. How do we know? So the Gemara brings a drasha. But before that, there's a few drasha before we get to this drasha that you make a bracha ala ra also. Shnema. What does b'chol v'avcha mean? B'chol v'avcha means you have to serve Hashem b'shnei yitzrecha. B'yetza ha-toiv u'b'yetza ha-ra. You have to serve Hashem with the yetza ha-toiv and the yetza ha-ra. How do you serve Hashem with the yetza ha-ra? What does that mean? How do you serve Hashem with the yetza ha-ra? So the Rabbeinu Yonah, he has two pshatim. Pshat number one, he says like this. Avodas yetza ha-toiv yasiyas ha-mitzvahs. That's doing mitzvahs. Avodas yetza ha-toiv ha-ra, he is yichpoish yitzrei meskabalov. By being kovish yitzrei, that's the mitzvah doing with the yetza ha-ra. Avodas ha-shleim is on yachalav al-labar v'yetza ha-ra. That's one pshat. The second pshat, a little more chassidish. This is the Rabbeinu Yonah talking. Yetzer Tov midas harachmanis. Yetzer Tov represents midas harachmanis, and Yetzer Ra represents midas achzorius. Ukesh Adam ainem merachem al rishom v'achzori lehem. When you're achzori to rishom, you're serving Hashem with the Yetzer Hara, because Yetzer Hara represents achzorius. You're serving Hashem with the Yetzer Hara. That's a two pshatim in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Zok to Gemara Vayta. So that's what it means. B'chol v'avchav means b'chol, both yitzhris, you have to serve Hashem. B'chol nafshecha, afilu hu noitos nafshecha. B'chol nafshecha means even you have to give up your life for certain mitzvahs. B'chol meidecha, with all your money, b'chol meidecha, with all your money, you have to spend all your money in order not to be over a laugh. Another p'sham, b'chol meidecha, davah, b'chol meidecha, b'chol mida o mida, shuhu moididlach, have moidlach. And any mida Hashem gives you, you should thank Hashem, you should praise Hashem. So this is the makar that you have to thank Hashem even for ra'ah. The second pshat of mechol ma'idecha. Loi yekel odom es reishoi. Now nu alacha, shaila how it comes, what's the hemshech of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah goes weiter and says, lo yekel odom es reishoi k'neged shahar mizrach. We know that since you had them do the parah aduma on Har HaZeisim, but the problem was, you had to be able to see the door of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Shaul was, how is it possible to see? So the way they made, this is the Gemara Masechet Tamid and Masechet Yuma, the way they set up the doors from the Har HaBayis through the Azara, means the door to the Har HaBayis, the door to the Azara, the door to Ezes Noshim, the door to the Azara, the door to the Ulam, the door to the Heichel, everything was set up in a way that you could see straight through. You have to set up the walls. The walls had to be lower, the doors had to be higher. There's a whole cheshbon how to do it. So when you were standing in Har HaZeisim, you can see straight into the Beis HaMikdash, straight into the Heichal. So therefore, if someone's in Har HaZeisim, k'neged shahar mizrach, he has to be careful to act becovered. Lo yekal odom, es roisha, k'neged shahar mizrach, shuv mechuvin, k'neged Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it goes straight to the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's one halacha. Another halacha is when you go to the Har HaBayis itself, then also dinei kavod. Lo yekonis to Har HaBayis b'maklo, you shouldn't go into the Har HaBayis with your walking stick, with your shoes, or from dust, with your money belt, or dust on your feet, you shouldn't make it into a shortcut, you shouldn't spit, you shouldn't spit, and the Gemara will explain what the Kava Chaymer is. Another thing was, in the first piece of Mikdash, every bracha that ended, like we had a bracha of Chayna Adas, instead of saying Baruch Hashem Chayin Das, what they said was at the end of the bracha, they said Baruch Hashem El Kei Yishol Min Olam Baruch Chayin Das, or it took out the word Baruch. That's what you said. There was a long chasim, and you should only say one Ad Olam. Kol chasim is Kol chayis veBrachos veBrachos veEmrim Ad Olam. Shkilkulu Haminim. Once the minim came and they were saying, "Amra in olam el akah el echa." There's only one olam. There's no olam haba. There's no tchias amesim. So the minim was saying that they skinush you imrim mina olam va'ad olam, from this world to the next world, to show that there are two worlds, this world and the next world. Veskinu she adam shel shlom chaver v'shem. They were masakin that a person is allowed to say shem Hashem in greeting a friend. Even though you would say "Haki Mechel Shem Hashem" on a bus of Adam, but still the Masakin, you could do it. And we found already that our elderin, our forefathers, did this. Shenema, it says by Boyez, meaning Boyez Bam Beislechem V'yayim Lekaitrim Hashem Yimachem. He put the Hashem's name. The way of greeting is he was Meisim Hashem's name on them. Shem Yimachem V'yayim Rulah. And the answer to Yevrach Hashem, it's not called saying Hashem's name for no reason. Another raya, when the Malach met Gidon, he also said this lashon that Hashem imcha. And it says, "Al tava is kizik ne'emecha." It says, "Don't be mevaza the ways of our forefathers." And therefore, we're doing what our forefathers did by saying Hashem's name on people. Not a raya that you could do that. Es lasa Hashem feru terasechem. Not a raya. Feru terasechem shema es lasa Hashem. Of course, es lasa is to bring shalom. Like the Torah says, "Bakashon v'rot feyu," we are allowed to say Hashem's name. As es lasa es lashem. And even to this day, when we say shalom aleichem, really we were saying is shalom is the name of Hashem. We're saying shalom aleichem, the name of Hashem should be chal on you. So we could keep this to a certain amount of saying shalom aleichem. We're saying putting Hashem's name on the derech greeting. Dr. Gemara, how do we know the din of Sha'asa Nisim, that you make a bracha, Sha'asa Nisim by Yisrael, when you get to Makom Nes? How do you know this? Not really, what's the makar for this? Om Rabbi Yechanan, the Om Makar, the Pasuk says, Vayyimei Yisroi, Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzel. When Yisroi heard about the Nisim, he made the bracha, Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzel. So you see from here, you get to Makom Nes, you make a bracha. So right away, the little circle of R over here, the Mara's master doesn't get to a Mokum Anais. Here, Yisrael got a report. He got to the Mokum Anais. So the Mashah asked this question. And the Mashah says, So he answers that the Lechtchom v'midva v'chlal neis hatzalosom v'mitzrayim hu. V'ra'asham imaham nisei hamam v'abe'er v'anani ha'kavad. So he actually saw Nisim, so it was a Mokum Nisim. That's Pshat. So you get to a Mokum Nisim, make a bracha. So that's the makar. So Zok Tamar, Nisa the Rabbi, Marchinis the Yachal, Marchinon. So it sounds like this is the makar. It would sound like it's only Anisa the Rabbi. Also, the Mishnah also sounds like Mokum Shanasu, Anisim the Yisrael. It sounds like the only place you make brachos of Sha'asa Nisim, only Nisim the Rabbi, but not Nisim the Yachal. Break the Mara, Vahu Gavra. We have a Maisa. Davaka Ozel, Ba'ava Yamina. So there's a person who was going Ba'ava Yamina. Ava Yamina was on the south side of the Euphrates River. And Nafalai Ari, all of a sudden a lion, he met a lion, and the lion jumped him. And Salah Nisav and Snatsman, he had an ace, and he was saved. Also, came the Rav of Amalei called Amos the Matas Lahasam. Rav told him, anytime you get to that place, Brich, Baruch Sha'asa Nis Makam Hazeh. Every time you get there, you make the bracha of Baruch Ta Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Sha'asa Nis Makam Hazeh. You make the bracha. So you see, by Yochid, you make a bracha. And another, my son, Marbury, the Vina Avakazo, Piskadar Ravis, he was in the Bika in the plateau of the place called Aravos. It was like a midbar, it was a desert. Sachal Amaya is very thirsty. Sabla Nisa, Ibli in the Maya. All of a sudden, a spring sprung up. Vishdi had a drink. A murder the Ganais. That was another Nais of Marab Reda Ravina. Suzim Na Chada. Havik Ozo Briska the Mechuz. He's walking in the streets, in the Shuk, in the market of Mechuz. Of an Afala Gamla priest. All of a sudden, a wild camel came right after him. And he had nowhere to go. Also, a sparkle as Shisa. A wall fell down from one of the houses on the side, and he was able to go into the house. Ola Gavon, he got saved. So now he had two major nisim happen to him. First of all, with the water, and second of all, with the gomel. So he came out to La Ravis. When he said that Ravis, Baruch, he made a bracha, Baruch Shoshi Neis, Baruch Ravis, the gomel. He mentioned both things in the bracha, the Ravis and the gomel. And Kemod Lurus to go to Mechuzah, we got to the Shuk of to the market of Mechuzah, you also made a Baruch, Baruch, Shus, and Nes, with Gamal of Arabis. Akapana, what do you see? That you make a bracha, but Nes the Rabbim, and Nes the Yachid, you see, even Nes the Yachid to make a bracha. So why is our Mishnah only saying Nes the Rabbim, and why is the Makar is only Nes the Rabbim? We have here a Makar from different Amarayim that you make even a bracha by Nes the Yachid. So Mar, yeah, Amri, you're right. And the difference is like this. And these are the rabbim, kuyam achav ruche. And these are the rabbim, everyone has to make a bracha. Even people who are not in the cloak of those people, let's say Rav Klaus had a nace, every person has to make a bracha. And nace the yachid, it's only he and his children have to make a bracha, achav ruche. Here, the lashon is just iu achav ruche. The goyim brings down the girsa from the rishonim, the riff and other rishonim, brei bar brei. And that's the passage of Shulchan Aruch, that him and his children have to make this bracha when they get to that place. So, now I want to bring a brisa that says the different spots where Klai is for Hanisim. First thing, is give us all the places, and then the Gemara will explain every place one by one. Tana Rabbana, Arayim Abaris Hayam, you see the Yamsuf where they went across the Yamsuf. Baris Yarden went across the Yarden. Abaris Nachal Arnon, the river of Arnon. Again, we'll explain everything. The Gemara will explain every single nace. Avni al-Gavish, but Mary Beis Charoin. You see the Avni al-Gavish, Mary Beis Charoin, the Evan speaks of Agi Machabashan. We see the stone that Agi Machabashan wanted to throw, Al Yisrael, or the Evan Yashvah of Moshe B'Shasha Asa Yeshua Macham Amalek, where you see the stone where Moshe sat when Yeshua was the general in the Macham against Amalek, the Ishtar Shalit, when you see the Ishtar Shalit, the Chaymah Asir Rechai Shenivla Mekhaimah, when you see the walls of Rechai that was swallowed up in its place. Al kulam sarach shi'itin hoida'a v'shvach ne'em makam. All these things, you have to make the bracha of sh'asa li nisim makam hazeh. Zog to Gemara. What?
It doesn't have to be something.
Well, you're asking from light, you're asking. Yeah. But kash, Gemara doesn't talk about it. Zog to Gemara, bishlam avaris hayam. Bishlam avaris hayam. We know what the nes is. The chsiv, v'yivoyu b'nei yisro v'sarech hayam v'yavasha. We know there's a whole parish in the Torah, parish of the Kriyas Yamsuf. We know what the nais is. They went across, the Yamsuf split, and they went across the Yamsuf. Barbaras the Yarden, and also first apostle Chsiv, that Yeshua and Klal Yisrael went across the Yarden in Eretz Yisrael, and the Yarden split. It says, V'yamdu ha-Kahanim Reis Ha'orim Reis Hashem v'Charava. They stood, the Kahanim stood with the Orim in the Charava, in the Jawar B'Sarech Yarden, in the Jawar land inside the Yarden. Ha'chem Chal Yisrael, Ibrim V'Charava, Ha'ashatam V'Kol Ha'gur Yarden. And the whole Klai Yisrael crossed the Yarden, and then the Kahanim left, and the water came back. Ella, Ma'baris Nachle Arnoim Nalon. How do you know there's any nes by the crossing of the river of Arnoim Nalon? How do you know anything about this? I don't remember anything entire about this, right? So the Gemara, the Chsiv, yeah, it is a whole parish entire, if you learn Rashi. And it comes from this Gemara. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Akein Yoimar Masefa Mechames Hashem Ezvohev Besufa. Tana, we learned in the Braisa. Esvay v'sufa, shnei mitzurayim hayu. There were two mitzurayim. One's name was Es, and one mitzurayim's name was Vahiv. And they were b'sufa, which means they have mahalchem esayf machne Yisrael. They were walking in the hind machne Yisrael because they were mitzurayim. They had to be out of the machne. And Pashto sounds like they were out of the anonim also. They were out of the anonim. Now, when the Yidim were about to cross past Moav, and from the Amorim, they were going through a valley. Ki havachalfi Yisrael, also Amorim. So Amorim had a great idea. They're going through a valley. The Amorim said, "We'll go hide in the mountain and we'll throw down bullets and bombs onto them." Avdi lahoy nekirusa. They made themselves holes in one of the mountains. V'toshu behem, and they hid in there. Amri ki chalfi Yisrael hacha. When they passed by, Naklin will kill them. V'leviyade, they didn't know the Amorim have mass come out of Yisrael. They didn't know that the Amorim was leading the way in front of Klai Yisrael, and that Aroin used to flatten all the mountains in front of them. Kivan to Asa Aroin, when the Aroin came to these mountains, both of the mountains came close to each other, and the Amorim were inside the Ma'arais, they got smashed, crushed inside these mountains, and they got killed. And the Yidin had no idea, they went right over the mountain, and no idea what was going on. And their dam dripped out to Nachal Arnon. And ki also es v'vayv, and es v'vayv, walking behind Anonim, the mountains shot back up, and they see a bunch of dam inside the valley, in a huge river of dam. Chazidama, the Konafik and Beriturah, you see this dam coming to the mountains. Also v'amrel Yisrael, they went to tell Klai Yisrael, look at the nace that happened. V'amrel Shira, and they said Shira, it says, Oz Yashem Moshe. Hainu l'siv, in that shira, it says, v'eshed ha'necholim asher notol sheva sarv nishan l'gmul moyav. It says, the eshed, which is like the booty that came from the necholim, that happened when the mountains went closer to moyav, when they got close together, and that was the neis of Nachlei Arnon. So that's the three nisim we have so far, the Yam, the Yarden, and the Nachlei Arnon.